purpose of my life, that is to free everyone from all the sufferings and obscurations, and to bring them in the in happiness, particularly the ultimate happiness, the even from that, then supreme, the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. So to be able to do this service, to be able to do this perfect service for all living beings, that depends on that. To do that, I need to develop my positive mind. And that is that is the wisdom. Wisdom and wisdom against the opposite to ignorance. What is right, what is wrong, not knowing the whole entire what is the real happiness, what is the liberation, the whole entire happiness, and then not knowing what is main problem, the whole entire the sufferings and causes of happiness and causes of the unmistakable causes of the problems. So wisdom opposite to this ignorance, and wisdom that not knowing the means to eliminate suffering, to obtain happiness. And ignorance, not the wisdom, ignorance, not knowing, the means of obtaining happiness and to eliminate the sufferings. So wisdom opposed to this ignorance, and wisdom opposed to the ignorance. So wisdom which eliminates all those other ignorance, and the wisdom which eliminates the very root of the ignorance, the main ignorance, the major ignorance, the original ignorance, the wisdom which eliminates all the original ignorance. not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, the aggregates, the mind, body, so forth, the root of all that which is the root of the creator, or the root of the whole entire all the rest of the causes and whole entire problems. So need to develop this wisdom which eliminates that ignorance that which doesn't know the ultimate nature and which is the creator of whole entire sufferings. So need to develop this wisdom, and then which need to develop this wisdom which gives liberation. only then, by achieving this wisdom, knowing the ultimate nature of the I and so forth, aggregates, so forth. Then, by developing this, only then one is able to eliminates completely the ignorance, the root of the whole entire problems. So that's how only then one is able to make oneself completely liberated from all these causes and problems forever. then the method compassion is a loving kindness of all the altruism, cherishing other sentient beings, so for all those others. All those others determination to be free from the cause of this problems and all the whole entire problems, and such as patience, you know, a pure action, the morality, and the perseverances, concentration, so forth. However, these methods, one need to develop the positive mind, the method, and that which are the methods. to be able to do this, in order to benefit of other living beings, we need to have, need to be, say, long life and healthy, so forth. therefore, in order to do this extensive benefit for all living beings who are equaling the infinite sky, then I'm going to the healing course. Listening, the studying, and meditation, so forth. Originally, I didn't plan much to maybe more meditation. my idea was more meditation during this during these courses. To do more meditation and a little bit of talk. A short talk. Only short talk and more as many as possible meditation. That was the idea. But the talk, the psychology, say the psychological thing, say the transformation mind, it's very, it is extremely important. On the other hand, that is extremely important. then the recitation of mantra and the visualization. even though the mantras have power to heal, or the visualization to be related with the holy object, visualization, not just the light itself, but related with the powerful holy object, pure object, holy object. all this together, or even without the holy object, leave the just even the the sofa. So sofa. The advices that I gave to people, advices that I gave to people who are recovered, related to the mantra and practice meditation practices, and that's involved also the motivation, you know, positive motivation, you know, altruism. But it seems it seems even there happen. People just by visualizing white light with just even with that, just even with that, I don't know exactly, but just even simply visualizing white light, you know, then generating faith, you know, being healed in that, in acute, you know, the cancer. But of course, especially when it is related, not just the light itself, but the, with the mantra, that is, first of all, it has incredible power. And second, you see, the holy object that which one visualizes or from where one visualizes light coming, it has incredible power. So with all these additionals, there is much power, you see, to affect these holy objects, the, you know, visualizing deity or the this young fully enlightened being or the stupas, these holy objects, even by looking at it. The reason why taught, you know, to look at the holy object, then you see light coming. The reason, you see, during that time, maybe good to not close down the eye, then just look at it, and then light coming. because with holy object, even by looking at it, it is power. It is but even by looking at it, it has power to purify. It still becomes, just looking at it, it still becomes great purification. it is said in the in the Sutra teachings, said by the Bhagavad Shakyamuni Buddha himself, said that even one look at the drawings of enlightened beings, you know, all that is done on the wall, that is done on the wall, drawings of enlightened beings done on the wall. even one look at those, I see, the figures out of anger, which while one is angry, that causes those living beings then gradually to meet millions of fully enlightened beings, and the 10 millions of fully enlightened beings. So just by looking, even the attitude is anger, but because it's a figure, is a figure of the holy being. it mainly came from the power of the holy mind. The what one sees symbolic of that holy being, one sees symbolic. But this is symbolic of that holy being who has a the complete pure, you see, the holy mind that is completely separated away from gross obscuration, even the subtle obscuration, completely pure, and you see. And it's bound with the infinite compassion for all, you see, for us, all the living beings. That, you see, nothing else, you know, that what the object of compassion is only us living beings, nothing. You know, the thought is where to look at is us, all sentient, all living beings, only others, you know? to benefit us, all the living beings. So it is that, and this, you know, see, this wisdom of this omniscient mind is bound by that infinite compassion. So due to that, is it due to that power that, the Holy Mind. So even a person who get the holy object, you see, even there is no pure motivation to look at it, but you see, even one look at it out of anger, but because the object is very powerful, so that from the side of the power, because of the power from the power of the object, so much obscuration get purified even by looking at it. So because of all this, because so much obscuration get purified, that's what makes you see the Buddhas. as the fully enlightened beings, as I mentioned, as I mentioned the one of the day, that the second day, that how Buddha said the how the omniscient mind, our mind can become omniscient mind, and when our mind become fully enlightened mind, and that pervades, that covers all the existence. that covers all the existence. it sees all the existence. It directly sees everything, and it covers everything. not even the way we see. if we are looking from mountain, if we are looking from the mountain, because if we are looking from the mountain to the city, even though one see just roughly the city, but mind is not there. The mind doesn't cover the city. We're looking on the floor, or we're looking on the table, but our conscience doesn't cover the table. So even the conscience is for us. consciousness of seeing things doesn't cover the whole body. It's only one particular place. Consciousness of listening, the function of listening, able to hear, doesn't cover the whole body, just one place. So like this, you see? one particular place in the body, you see? But you see, when we become free from all the gross subtle obscurations, when we are completely free from the gross body, when we are beyond from this, when we are in the level that we don't have stuck with the gross body, when we are beyond from that, when we are beyond from, from that, however, beyond from samsara, beyond from these aggregates, the body has gross, subtle, extremely subtle. Mind has a gross, subtle, extremely subtle, like this. So, however, when our consciousness become fully enlightened in mind or omniscient, that time, free from the gross mind, free from the gross body. So, free from all these things. So, however, I see one is not stuck. There's no resistance. I see. the consciousness, the omniscient mind, you see, can cover as it sees all the existence. You see, it can cover all. It pervades all the existence. So first of all, there's omniscient mind seeing everything. But the main thing, from where the help comes, the main thing from where the help, guidance comes, is from the compassion. So that is the main one that you see, from where the help or guidance comes to us a living beings is from compassion. For example, even there's a person, even there's a very knowledgeable person, a person who knows, as a person, even there's even in the world, that just by having knowledge, does not necessarily the person will help. Person will give guidance. To be able to receive help from the person, knowledge is not enough, power is not enough, having power is not enough, need compassion. If the person has concern for others, has compassion for others, then the person, if you ask for help, the person will help. But even the person has how much power or knowledge has, that alone, if there's no compassion, then it becomes the obstacle that person may not help. So if one is in risk, some danger, you see, even that person has knowledge how to help you, to teach, free from that danger, or that person has power, puts it in the power by higher rank of power, material wealth. Even the person has, but if the person doesn't have compassion, there's a possibility even you ask for help, the person may not help. So therefore, real help, the guidance, comes from compassion for all living beings, you know, without excluding even one. The compassion that which has been developed, you see, to every living being and completed. So therefore, mainly because of that, saints, even not enlightened, even who are not yet fully enlightened, even the saints, those saints, you know, holy beings, not yet is fully enlightened. So even they, their attitude is only, cherishing only others, you know, and as a living beings, and only the body, spirit, mind, whom they are working for is only other living beings, you know, as living beings. So therefore, even one asks, pray or one ask for help, such these holy beings, even though they don't have, you know, even though the wisdom is not completed, as fully enlightened being, but they have a different level of wisdoms according to their which level of path they reached. You know, they have different levels of wisdom. So mainly because of compassion. So you see, also the these holy beings, you see, and guides us. So how about so if we from our side if we have the ring you see asking them to help you know the the understanding the wisdom, the wisdom, faith that came from the wisdom, faith that came from the wisdom, understanding, understanding, devotion, and then asking for help, relying upon or asking for help. So that's like the ring, and then from our side, having the ring, then they, then they, from their side, then they able to put the hook, the guidance, able to put the hook there, you see, the help, you know, the guidance. So this way, then, you see, they're able to guide. This way, then, we become liberated from whole entire cause of problems and well, not only ultimate happiness, but you see, able to achieve the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. However, so these enlightened beings, fully enlightened beings, you see, there's no such particular place where they don't exist or where they don't cover. So therefore, when our obscurations which makes the mind impure, like the fogginess, like the clouds, fogginess clouds that which obscures the clear sky. Which interferes the sky to be clear, you see. All the stars or the sun, you see, which obscures it. When that's gone away, then you see, then the pleasant weather, you know, the clear space, and you see, can see the stars, the, you know, night time, and it can see the sun, and you can see, then you see, if the whole plant, you know, see, the even the earth, you can see nice, even you see, good sunshine at the beach, or good sun, you know. So gardens, you see, for gardens, parks, you know, you see, mountains, ground, you see, become, nice, you see, one able to see nice, pleasant, you see. However, so like that cloud and fog is there, there is temporal there. So like these obscurations obscuring the mind. So when these are purified, you know, when this is purified, then you see, when this is purified, then as soon as the obscurations become thinner, then one is able to see. One is able to see those other phenomena. not new phenomena from its own side, but a new phenomena from our side. Because of obscuration, we don't see. So it's not new in regards as far as existing, but it's new for our mind. like the meditation subject, like the meditation subject, it's not new in regards to existence, but but it's new is to our mind, you know, to our knowledge or to our mind. So it's like that. So as obscuration becomes thinner, like the fog and the clouds become thinner, you see, as they go away and become thinner, more sunshine, more clear space. So then able to see more and more those other phenomena. However, then the pure form, in the pure phenomena, then they is able to see fully enlightened beings in the pure form. However,